ladies and gentlemen, we got this program tonight, and I know that you're going to enjoy this brand new series concerning commandments. You know that when Yahweh pronounced a curse upon Cain in the very beginning, well, ladies and gentlemen, he had a major problem. And the problem was that he said that he was branded, basically, and that everybody that saw him would kill him. Well, that's when Yahweh put a seal upon Cain. It was a protection seal. And you know what, that rascal? You know, he escaped. I don't know why, other than it was to prolong the chastisement of Israel, knowing that they themselves would be disobedient, unthankful, and unholy concerning the commandments. Now, when Cain complained, Yahweh placed a mark upon him to keep the future generations from taking revenge, blood to blood. But there's a set day that from the righteous blood of Abel would be redeemed. And so if a seal can protect you on the evil side of life, in this case it was, and a lot of people have wondered about what the seal of Cain was, and I have often said it was the dollar sign. If you've got the money, you got friends. I don't care how big of an enemy you are. You can buy your friends. You can gather them around you to protect you until the seal is broken. Now, the book of Revelations, it tells us that there will be a battle over how to worship. Did you know that John 4:24 says Yahweh is a spirit and you must worship him in spirit and in truth? That last word, truth, in truth, I'm telling you, with all the deception of the seal of the evil ones to deceive the very elect if it was possible, and this is their seal of protection, to deceive. As long as they deceive you, as long as you can't wake up, as long as you are ruled over by their deception, that's the seal of protection on their part. Now, how do we break the seal? Or better yet, how do we receive a seal? Well, we're going to talk about that. And again, the disobedient is persecuting the obedient. And they think that they're doing God, Yahweh, a service. John 16:2. They will kill you. Really? Yeah. They will hate you for his name's sake. Matthew 10:22. And those who receive the mark of the beast will be aggravated with God's faithful people for worshiping God as he commanded. In other words, when you take upon the truth, you will have the enemy with a seal of protection to come against you, because the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous. It's a test of your spiritual integrity. It's a test of your fortitude. It's a test of when the enemy knocks you down, how many times can you get up and press toward the mark and the high calling that is in you? So truth is in the land, but it's scarce. The straight is a way, narrow is a gate, and a few of the truthers. The truth is the mark of the righteous. the lie is a mark of the wicked. Now, let's talk about the mark of disobedience and the mark of obedience. Did you know that one of the strongest warnings that is in all of the Bible involves the mark of the beast? Let me give you a Revelation 14, verses 9 and 10. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." Oh, my. Man, that's powerful. If any man worship the beast in his image, what is the beast, first of all? The beast is those who are congregated into a large, disobedient mass of seemright. I'm going to repeat that. Remember, Satan is cunning and crafty and very subtle and can possibly deceive you unless you're prayed up, unless you have the seal of protection from the power and the wrath of Satan, who will pursue the woman who brought forth the man-child, started in Revelations 12 and 1, and continued with her seed. Now, her seed was hidden in the earth, an underground, straight way, straight gate, few there be that find it, people of Deuteronomy 28 and 10. Oh, my. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. Who's going to be protected? All right, let's find out. Revelation chapter 7, verse 3. And I heard a voice saying, "Hurt not the earth, and neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God, Yahweh, in their foreheads." Now, note this. Those who receive God's seal in their foreheads will be protected. As it says in Psalms 91, the protection in chapter 7 through 11. That's a winning combination. Psalms 91, verse 7 through 11. Now, what is the seal that the righteous have in their foreheads? Well, let's find out. Here it is, very plain. It's hidden in the book of Isaiah, in the 8th chapter, in the 16th verse. "Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples." Now, if you'll note there that the seal is found in his law. Well, we're not under that no more, Pastor Buddy. We're not under the law no more. Glory to God. We're under the grace. The greatest mistake that the people of Yahweh have become victim of is the false prophets in the pulpits saying that we're not under the law. Now, what is the law? Well, we're going to find out. If the seal is in his law, according to Isaiah 8:16, a seal is what makes a document official. Have you ever seen the president speak? He never speaks as an official representative of the United States unless the great seal is present. It makes the words of the president official, just like it would make a document, a court document. It's not legal until it's sealed. Now, notice the seal. This is what I want to drive home to you tonight in our series. Is this. It has three characteristics that are noted. Number one, the name. Second characteristic is the office. And the third is the territory. For instance, Barack Obama, president of the United States, which is a territory. The name, the office, and the territory. Now, if you have a biblical example, Cyrus, king of Persia, that is noted in Ezra chapter 1, verse 1. His name, Cyrus, his office was king, and the territory would be Persia. That's an official document seal. Now, let me go into the Ten Commandments that most people say that we're not under, and yet we're taught that we shouldn't steal. Well, that means that we're still under that. Because if you steal, you've broke that law. Well, what about if you bear false witness? Well, the court would convict you if you were guilty of perjury, of breaking the law. And the commandments is structured around living. Now notice this. In the 20th chapter of the book of Exodus, chapter 11, as we begin the seal of the Sabbath, that's going to be the title of our series. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven, earth, the sea, and all that is in them. Now, if you notice here, the fourth commandment under the commandments is the only one that contains all three elements of a seal. Now, this is incredible. The fourth commandment. Now, what's so holy about the fourth commandment? Well, let me give you an account here. Exodus 20 and 11. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is therein, and he rested the seventh day. And wherefore, Yahweh blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. Now, for those who are keeping Saturday, and for those who are keeping Sunday, they've argued from the conception of the Catholic Church or the Protestant Reformation, which came out of the whore and the harlots. It came out with the doctrine of the harlot in their mind and in their forehead. And yet they believe that they've escaped the curse of the seal of the wicked, who changed the original Sabbath day, the seventh day, from Saturday, because the Gregorian calendar says so. This is how gullible some of these so-called seventh-day worshipers are. Because it was the Catholic Church that gave you the calendar. Now, I would no more trust the calendar of the whore as I would the day that they said Sunday, or the first day of the week, as they have structured it in their calendar count. And so then, those who have escaped the frying pan literally jumped out in the Protestant Reformation right into the fire by going back to Saturday, which the whore said was the seventh day. When you tell a lie and tell it often enough and hang it on everybody's wall and give them the system of deception out of the way that seems right, and they came out, "Oh, we got it all figured out," the Protestant said. The Seventh-day Adventist, man, I mean, they boast and strut around like, you know, they keep Saturday every day and as holy on every Saturday. And then they complain about the Catholic Church changing the original seventh day, God's seventh day. Where in the Bible does it say that Saturday is the seventh day?
Well, I tell you what now. They got the calendar and it says it's the seventh day. And bless God, I believe what that calendar said.
Well, if you do, you believe what the horse said. And you're a victim of the evil seal of a seem right way. They will kill you thinking. Do you see the connection? There is a group on earth who are represented by the angels in Revelation 14, and they're giving a warning to the world to worship Yahweh who created the heavens and the earth and the seas, and to keep the Sabbath commandment, which is the only one that contains the three distinct elements that is necessary to place a seal. Now, remember, it's only those who keep God's commandments and the faith of the Messiah who do not receive the mark of the beast, as I read in Revelation 14 and 12. Now notice this one. This is Revelation 13 and 16. And it caused all. Now, this is a cause. And for every cause, there's an effect. The whore, established by Satan, who had the mark to prosper and do well and to seem right, and to deceive the very elect. That was his mission. Kill, steal, and to destroy. Both small and great, rich and poor, bond and free, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Now, what does that mean? Now, the mark has to be in the forehead or the hand. Now, if you apply it to the Sabbath commandment, Exodus 28, again, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Where do we remember? What is it that you use to remember? Your mind, your forehead. Remember the Sabbath. It didn't say remember to love Yahweh with all your heart and soul, mind, and strength. That's a strict commandment. It says the first one. And if you love him, you will keep his commandments. And if you say you don't. But the seal is contained in our foreheads of remembrance. Our minds. Thou shalt work 6 days. But in the seventh day, it's the Sabbath of Yahweh. And remember this. To let your daughters, and your sons, your manservants, and your maidservants, and your cattle, and all the strangers within your gates to remember the seal. Now, what do you use to work with? Well, you use your hands. If you don't remember and use your hands to work on the day that is not applied to the Sabbath, you've took the mark. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Are you seeing this importance? Do you choose to obey the world? Do you choose to obey the things that they claim is correct as they have presented you a calendar, hung it on the wall, give it to you free of charge, and said, the Saturday is the seventh day, but we're going to change it to the first day of the week because that's when he got up. And so we're going to observe that day. And so the Catholic Church admitted that they changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. When in the world, or where in the world, does the Bible say that the Sabbath is the seventh day on Saturday? You see the deception? They would deceive and have the people working with their hands to remember to work on Yahweh's Sabbath and to forget Yahweh's true days through their minds and worship the beast that causes them to receive the mark through the sly, cunning deception of a man-made calendar. And I hope and trust that you're getting what I'm telling you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the seal. Bind it up, Isaiah 8:16. Seal the law among my disciples. What law among the Ten Commandments? Now, the rest was statues and the things of that nature, and a lot of that was nailed to the torture stake. But he didn't nail the law of the commandments to the torture stake. He taught them as severely punishable by death. The only by death commandment in the Bible, punishable by death, come out of her, my people. Lest you receive of the plagues and have this eternal death applied to you, if you fail to remember Yahweh's days. And you know what makes the cheese so binding here? Now Yahweh's Sabbaths not being determined by Saturday or Sunday, the weekend, where most of the job applicators that work with their hands are free to worship on Saturday or Sunday. You can be a Seventh-day Adventist and work for General Motors and take off on Saturday. You can be a Roman Catholic and work on Saturday and take off on Sunday, and the system of the seal of the United States will guarantee you that you can't be fired. But let me show you something real quick. If you keep a Sabbath determined by the nature course of the heavens, setting the dates by a system designed and developed mathematically perfect by Yahweh himself, which was set aside and set at naught of the builders, they did not like to retain the knowledge of the seal in their forehead, and they forgot Yahweh's Sabbath, punishable by death. You say, oh, Pastor Betty, I just don't believe it's as serious as you say. Now, let me show you something. The fourth commandment, I want you to make a note of this. Mental, don't forget it. Spiritual, don't forget it. Physically, if you can, write it down. Don't forget it. It's the only commandment that contains all three elements of a seal. Number one, his name. Number two, he made his office as the creator. Number three, heaven, earth, and the sea, and all that is in is his territory. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the keeping of the seal of the divine creator, the king of the universe, who said, do not forget it. Now, let me show you something right here. What has God given as a special sign of his power? Well, we're going to go to Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12. Moreover, I gave them my Sabbaths. Oh, my, this is a powerful scripture. You better note it. You better write it down. Take heed, lest you have an unbelieving heart, fail to remember what I'm fixing to tell you and proving it, that the sign and the seal and the jurisdiction and the deity and his great name who hung a system in the heavens that would be perpetually perfect, that man could not create a falsehood. Boy, wouldn't Satan like to get up there and monkey around with that little calendar that Yahweh hanged in the heaven and told his people to look up, to observe it. I gave them, 20 and 12 now, this is the scripture that got me into the name of Yahweh. I'm serious. I gave them my Sabbaths to be a, there it is, mark it, sign. I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh that sanctifies them. Sanctified is safely dwelling with a remembrance factor and failing to work with your hands on the day applied. I gave it to them for a sign. And then I read from verse 12, and I continued reading, and I can remember the very day that I read this. And I stopped at verse 20. I'll read it to you and quote it for you out of memory. I don't have to read it, but I'll just quote it to you. Ezekiel 20 and 20. Hallow my Sabbaths. What did he say in the book of Exodus chapter 20? Yahweh made the Sabbath and hallowed it and rested and said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Did you know men got killed for breaking the Sabbath? You say, yeah, but that was under the law. See, we don't have to do that no more. You say, we worship on the day that Christ arose. He rose on Sunday. Oh, my. I'm going to try in this series to bring the stamp of approval of the seal of the mighty God, the King of the universe, under the authority of the creation factor, that you must remember the sign between me and you. Remember it. I gave it to you that you might know that I am Yahweh. I am the maker of heaven and earth. My name is Yahweh, and I rule the vast territory of not only heaven, but the earth, not only this world, but the worlds. I am the ruler of all that you see, both above and below. I have the keys of hell and death. The keys of life is the seal of obedience. The seal of death of the Cain race is disobedience or climbing up some other way. I gave you my Sabbath to be a sign between me and you. Hallow my Sabbaths, that they shall be a sign between me and you. Again, that word in the mouth of two or three, when it says, let every word. You want the sign? You want the seal? The sign is the seal. The sign, I'll give you a sign. It'll be in your forehead. It'll be in your hands. You only work when Yahweh says to work, and that's 6 days that you work to earn your bread by the sweat of your face. Now the briars and the thorns and the thistles was for the disobedience of hearkening to another voice. In other words, the feminine side of yourself, which says, oh, I believe it any day that you take off, Pastor, but I've heard this forever. Especially since I've been keeping the lunar Sabbaths. And I do keep the lunar Sabbaths. I do obey what Yahweh said to do. I hallow his Sabbaths. It is the sign between me and him. that I don't work with my hands on the day he told me to rest. And I rest on the day that he told me to through remembrance. Remember is in the forehead. That's where you think. It's in your forehead. And I saw those that were sealed. Revelation 7:3, I saw those that were sealed as the servants of Yahweh in their foreheads. That's the true test of obedience versus the untrue test of disobedience. An unholy seal is to break the original time system that Yahweh hung in the heavens and man manufactured Pope Gregory in his perfection of the calendar that hangs on the wall. It says today is Saturday. Well, that's the seventh day, according to the whore church. Now, the people that hate the whore and took her doctrine and calendar and jumped over in the fire and said, we're keeping the seventh day because the Catholic whore said so. So you say, what does it say that Saturday is the Sabbath in the Bible? Well, we can't read it, but the whore says so, and we believe the whore, but we hate her. Now, that's going to make a lot of sense in a day of judgment when you stand up there and say, Yahweh said, why did you keep Saturday? What was on your mind?
Well, Lord,
it's them old Catholic, you know. They changed the Sabbath day. The seventh day. Now, we know it's the seventh day because they said it was, and they give us a calendar, and bless God, we kept it faithfully on Saturday. That's remembering something without the spiritual integrity to bind and seal the commandment without having any evidence other than what some church said that they, the Seventh-day Adventist, admit that she's a whore, admit she's a liar, admits that she changed the Sabbath, but they jump right back in the fire because the Catholic said, well, Saturday's the Sabbath. That's the seventh day. And then that's the very day back in Genesis 1, 2, and 3 that God established the fact of remembrance on day one when he created, and then he rested on the seventh day. And so then that's why we keep Saturday, because Saturday is the eighth day according to the whore, according to the Catholic Church who changed the original seventh day Saturday to the first day of the week on a Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, how gullible can you be? I mean, I was gullible. I worshipped several years as keeping the Saturday Sabbath until an old Indian friend, one of my brothers, brought in an interesting question, and me and my brother sat down and we pondered the saying of this wise Cherokee Indian who loved the nature calendar, who could look up in the heavens by just observing the signs. There you go. I will put my sign in the heaven, and I will put my sign in your forehead, and do not break it with your hands to work on a day appointed other than the one I did appoint. Remember to keep my Sabbath. Hallow my Sabbaths, 2020. You want some 2020? Well, here it is. Ezekiel. They shall be a sign between me and you that you may know that I am Yahweh, your sovereign one. Oh, my. Man, I'm telling you, when I read that scripture, then I went over to Isaiah 66 and verse 22, and what did I get out of that? Well, I got an amazing revelation when I read Isaiah 66, verse 22. I would love, if you're studying with Pastor Buddy tonight, and you're pondering, you're wondering, and you're concerned, I would, for the sake of your soul, I would that you go over to Isaiah chapter 66. Now remember, we're coming down to the end of time. Let me tell you what's going to be doing in the new kingdom. You want to make it to the new kingdom? Do you want to worship with Him in the new kingdom? Do you want to rest when He rests? Do you want to work when He works? Well, let me give you some good advice. Now, this is good, Holy Ghost truth advice. And it shall come to pass, for in verse 22, as the new heavens and the new earth. Now, why did He have to make a new heaven and a new earth? Well, Satan made sure that he left his tracks in heaven. Has to be a cleansing there. And then on earth, where all this disobedience came about, and the seal of Cain has to be cleansed. Remember, it was water that tried to wash off the evil that I just got through doing the flood series. And you need to get the four-part series of the flood and how that Satan and the evil ones corrupted even after the flood, because they didn't go anywhere because they had a seal on them, a protection. Cain made it through the flood. Listen to this now. I will make a new heaven and a new earth, which shall remain before me, saith Yahweh, and so shall the seed of the righteous, those who remembered me, those who failed to work on the day that I commanded them not to work. In other words, you kept it. You didn't work. You remembered it. You didn't work. Then your name shall remain. Your seed ain't going to be cut off. Verse 23 of Isaiah 66, you Bible scholars, you Bible readers, this is to confirm for those who keep the Sabbath, to give you courage to lift your head. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon, not from Sunday to Saturday, or Saturday to Sunday, or Saturday to Saturday, or Sunday to Sunday, that ain't in here. See, we're not talking about man-made Bibles, or man-made calendars, or man-made commandments. We're talking about Yahweh when He said, in the new kingdom, your seed, if so that you have remembered me, and you've remembered my signs, and you took that sign into your forehead to remember me, and you failed to work on the day that I said to rest, then from one new moon to another. Oh, we don't go with that old moon no more, Pastor Buddy. That was nailed to the law, to the torture stake. And from one Sabbath to another shall all the seed of renowned, all the seed who have remembered me, all the seed that has failed to work on my Sabbaths and rested and kept it holy and preached it and taught it, teach my people. Show them their sins. And if they turn from their wicked ways, knowest thou that you've saved that soul. All flesh shall come to worship before me, saith Yahweh. Verse 24 is very, very stern in the disobedient and those who believe the lie of the whore. And then the Protestants who jumped out of the frying pan, they were sizzling, boy, they couldn't stand it. So they jumped out and brought them in a seam right way. And they said, why, it's plain. the seventh day's on Saturday, and so the Catholic Church has took the authority and admitted it, that they changed it from Saturday to Sunday, and without even thinking about who gave them the calendar, who designed it, who organized it, who worked on it, who practiced, who changed times and laws. And they shall go forth, that's the righteous, from one new moon, that worship from one new moon to the Sabbath, and then the Sabbath. They shall go forth, that seed shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, and neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh that survives and worships in the new moon and the Sabbaths. Now, if you take the formula of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 46, verses 1 and 2. It is a perfect formula to keep Yahweh's commandments. Exodus 31:13. Verily, my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign, three witnesses, between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh that sanctifies you. If you notice that Yahweh clearly states that He gave the Sabbath as a sign of His power to create and to sanctify, and His seal or mark of authority, which uses the word seal, sign, mark, and token interchangeably throughout the Bible. And if you would read in several places that I could mention to you, you'd know that I'm telling you the truth. Revelation 13:16, and He caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark in the right hand or in their foreheads. What is the mark of the beast, ladies and gentlemen? Failure to recognize the name. A failure to recognize who created everything. And failure to recognize the sovereign King who has power to give you life if you love Him and keep His commandments, or give you death if you fail to keep it. Now, do you understand how the battle, the royal battle of the power of the mark of Cain, which is deceived, which is to give you a seem right way, and the Cain seed have transformed themselves into children of righteousness, because Cain was a worshiper. He just wanted to do it his way. The whore is beautiful. John fell at her feet as dead and admired her. But in her cup of doctrines, it was deadly poison. Sweet in the mouth, well, it sounds good, but bitter gall in the belly. You shall go forth in that day, and you shall look upon these Aaron sons and daughters who have transgressed my laws and broke my Sabbaths and refused to do my sign. Ladies and gentlemen, the sign of Yahweh. It is a strong tower. Listen to what Yahweh said to His children. Hebrews 10:16, saith Yahweh, I will put my laws into their hearts, and into their minds will I write them. Ecclesiastes 9:10, whosoever and whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. Don't half do Yahweh's laws. Love Him or leave Him. Obey Him or disobey Him. You can't be on the fence. Choose this day who you will serve. And if you will serve Yahweh and His signs that's written into the heavens.
You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I'll tell you what. If everybody believes that old Bible like you do, there ain't going to be a few, but going to make it glory to God.
Well, I don't have to preach you no righteous sermon to give you the text that straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. verse 14. Genesis chapter 1. I'll close with this one on part 1 of the sign of the Sabbath, the royal sign of the Sabbath. And Yahweh said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day. That's the timekeeping device from the night. The four-season equinox. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh's got a perfect plan. The ancients followed this system, but it's been changed by the whore. To divide the day from the night, and let them be for, there it is, the sign and the seal of the times appointed by Yahweh. Not by man, not by Caesar, not by Pope Gregory, not directed by man, not authorized by man, but authorized by the seal of the sign of the sovereign king, the eternal one who sits in the heavens. His name is Yahweh. His position is the king of the universe, and his sovereign is over all of the righteous. Because no sin or no disobedience of Cain. Cain has got his final seal, and that seal was death, hell, and destruction. If you want life, read again Isaiah chapter 66, verse 22, 23, and 24. And it shall be a sign. There it is. For seasons, and for days, and for years. You want to know what time it is? Look up. You want to know what it takes to get to heaven? John 14 and 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Revelations 13 and 17, I read you the verse 16. No man could buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Saturday and Sunday is the favorite time of the world. It's their Sabbaths. But remember my Sabbath, remember my signs I placed in the heaven. Remember, I am the sovereign eternal one. Love me and keep my commandments. For if you say that you love me and keep not my commandments, you are indeed a liar, and the truth is not in you. Daniel 7:25 confirms that the Antichrist, the anti-anointing, to change Yahweh's laws into something other than what Yahweh commanded us to do in Genesis 1:14. Look up to the heaven for the signs. Remember my Sabbath and keep it holy. It will be a sign. Remember it. Remember it in your forehead. Remember it with your hands. Don't work on the day that I commanded you to work, or commanded you not to work, and work on the days I commanded you to. But the devil, listen what he done, Daniel 7:25, he shall think. This is a conspiracy of changing Yahweh's laws and signs and wonders, and the straight and the narrow way to change times and laws. And so then, Saturday became the seventh day of the Roman Catholic whore calendar. And Sunday became her day of observance, because she's a whore anyway. She sits a whore. And she deceived the very elect, except those whose names were on the Lamb's book, who loved his commandments of John 14 and 15. And do you know, as Romans 6:16 says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants are. To whom you yield to is that which you obey. if you obey man's laws, man's calendars that you can't read, and dismiss Yahweh's signs in the heavens, the lunar application to watch for the appointed time, and it's a perfect fit of the book of Ezekiel chapter 46 verse 2 that I've talked about, which I will get into as we go farther and farther down into this deep revelated mystery of the signs of the Sabbath, as opposed by the way that seems right, set up and orchestrated by Satan, the power to deceive the very elect if possible. Malachite, in chapter 2, verse 89, you have caused many to stumble at the law. Remember, this is the law of Isaiah 8:16. That's the sign that if you love him, you're going to keep his commandment. And Mark 12:28 and 29 says that the first commandment is to love Yahweh with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. Don't give your strength to let your hands work in the season that Yahweh said to rest. Don't let your hands lay idle on the day that he said to work. And in doing so, you might save yourself and your seed as an eternal fixture in the new kingdom that is keeping the Sabbath from one new moon into the next Sabbath. You start at the new moon. You keep that as a holy day. You observe it. You do some charity work for Yahweh if you want to. And then you work 6 days, and then you keep it. That's the formula of the book of Isaiah 8:16. That's the book of Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12 through 20. That's the sign chapter of Isaiah 66, 22 through 24. And that's the sign chapter of the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 29. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. He said his signs in the heaven give you the knowledge to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Now, I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark out of the great state of Mississippi. He's brought you this hour at his own expense. And we try to use the time that people provide for us and help us defray the cost of the programming here on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. You can get this station, if you've got internet, you can download this program tonight. Could be one of the most important programs of the century if you take your life serious. And if you are not serious about serving Yahweh, then you shall be turned into hell with all nations that forget him. Remember him. You see, those that forget are those who didn't remember to keep his Sabbaths as a sign and a covenant. You've caused my people to stumble at the law. You've not kept my ways, but you have been partial in the law. You pick out in parts. Hosea 4 and 6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and because that you reject the knowledge, I give you the plan. I'm going to solidify it. I'm going to concrete it in. I'm going to set it up on the stone, the rock, that the builders rejected the covenant calendar of Yahweh in the heavens and placed their own calendar to change times and laws. And I've got to get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, my time is coming gone. I love all of you tonight. If I didn't, I wouldn't preach this gospel to you. Would you like to write me? You can do so by just writing Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now that's a post office box. As Brother Ben is saying, Pastor Buddy, we've got to close it out. I'll be back Monday around the world on WWRB, the transmitting jewel of the South, WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. I'll be back Monday night to begin a new series for part two of this series that we're beginning tonight. And you better come out of her, my people, and be not partakers of her sins, for they've reached the heavens. The final insult is the changing of Yahweh's times and laws to worship, done slyly by the hand of Cain with the hidden mark of disobedience. Will you join those who are obedient, taking the mark of remembrance and worshiping Yahweh? 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. You can call me tonight. I'm live around the world on a Saturday night. Call me at area code 423-626-2172. Yahweh bless you. I love you.